Hello, today is February 18th, 2024, and today we have number 5 of the major arcana, the Hierophant, or Pope. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Yes, you actually are religious. The Church of Spiritism is a recognized religion with churches all around the world. The word spirit appears hundreds of times in both the Old and New Testaments. Happy Sunday, Your Holiness. So stodgy. This card of conformity. The red robe pontiff, his gold mitre, heavy on his head, his gold papal cross in his left hand, and his right hand held up in a gesture of blessing. 2 fingers pointed up, 2 curled towards his palm. Yoga is also a religious or spiritual practice, utilizing many hand positions or mudras, each finger representing an element. A theory I particularly like is that the first pope meant to be spreading his fingers in the gesture of the Jewish high priest's blessing. Think of Spock's Vulcan salute, but couldn't manage it because of some nerve damage on his right side. Every pope thereafter, copying the gesture, which reminds me of the Spanish legend of King Ferdinand, who spoke with a lisp, and of course, as the king does, so do we all. And in Spain, that is the way Spanish is still spoken, with the TH sound. So no one seems to know whether this is in fact actually true. At the Pope's feet are 2 kneeling monks. The Pope, of course, sits in his high place in between 2 stone columns, the same temple gate we see on the card of the High Priestess, number 2 of the major arcana. In between the 2 kneeling monks are 2 crossed keys, which can also be seen on the official flag of the Vatican City. When I went to the Vatican, it was way too much of a crush for me, too many people. I grabbed a glow-in-the-dark baby Jesus keychain for my Italian grandfather and had to leave. For lack of a better description, the place just felt godless. This card is about conformity more than anything else, the traditional ways of doing things. It's a card of traditional marriage, for instance, an institution in the first place. But what is this teacher teaching? The New Testament is a bit of a cut-and-paste job, to say the least, leaving out the amazing abduction in the Book of Enoch, for example, or the genius of the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, which presents the concept of the mind being separate from the body and brain, as she was taught, for which she was ridiculed for her strange ideas. Besides, why would he have bothered to teach that to a woman? In the 18 years we don't have a record of in the Bible, Jesus had hit the Silk Road and was studying in India and Tibet, and brought back ideas and practices that got him in trouble. Mary was dropping science. They simply couldn't pick up what she was putting down. Even the greatest minds in science knew they didn't know. Nikola Tesla, probably the greatest, dreamt and received the designs and ideas for his greatest inventions, which he claimed came from God. The creator, the source. We can't measure the immeasurable, basically. John of the Gospel speaks of being in spirit, or in the spirit. Christ himself meditated. First Nations people have many diverse practices and spiritual traditions passed down through generations, acknowledging the Creator and ancestors as being everywhere, all the time. But our minds are finite, and it's impossible for us to grasp the concept of the infinite until we've had, for whatever reason and under whatever circumstances, ourselves have experienced something beyond explanation. Organized collective prayer, the direction of energy, is extremely powerful, and should you be inclined, direct some of it at the war zones today. If God created heaven and earth, that would include the patterns of the stars. Astronomy and astrology, at one time, were the same science. If God so loved the world, that would be the whole world, or even worlds and everyone in it, not just North America and not just Western civilization. The Bible is full of UFOs. The Pope knows that, and he's a scientist.